Good day, and welcome to CFRU's Radio Drama Listening Lounge. Today you will hear an episode in a series of vignettes entitled The Cornerstone Diaries. All stories were recorded at the Cornerstone Cafe and were written by students in the School of English and Theatre Studies. The only guideline that we gave to writers was that the story had to take place at the Cornerstone. This short series is being broadcast in episodes twice weekly. You can tune in Tuesdays at 12:30 during our regular noon show, Off the Beaten Track, or following Public Interest Radio, Wednesdays at 6:55 p.m. This project is evolving, and we're interested in your feedback and participation. If you would like to participate as an actor, a writer, a sound technician, or an editor, please contact me, Jen Moore, at 824-4120, extension 56920.
Excuse me, but is this seat taken?
No. By all means, sit down.
Thanks. This place is always so packed. I always have trouble finding a seat. But I meet so many interesting people, I keep coming back.
Look, I said you could sit here. I didn't say I wanted to talk.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. Maybe there's somewhere else I could sit. Sorry, guy.
Hey, no. I'm sorry. That was rude. You can sit here if you want to.
Really? I wouldn't want to impose on you.
No, I insist. I've just had a really bad day, that's all. I truly am sorry.
All is forgiven. So, if you don't mind me asking, what happened that you had a bad day?
Please, can we talk about something else first? I don't know if I want to tell you about anything right now.
Fair enough. Let's talk about something else. Well, my name's Clint.
I'm Ben. Wow, Clint. That's a really interesting name. How did you get that name?
I don't really know. I grew up in a foster home, so I never knew why my biological parents named me that. I always put it on them being really huge Western fans. I mean, you know, like Clint Eastwood. I like him. I think he's a great actor. But I can't say I'm the biggest fan of the name.
So why don't you change it?
I don't know. Just lazy, I guess. You know, once you get all your important documents under one name, I think it's a pain in the butt to get them changed again.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So how come you come here all the time?
Truthfully?
Well, yeah.
I come here just to talk, but mostly to people watch. I've always come at a crowded hour so I can sit here at the table. I find it amusing just to go up to some random people and talk to them. You never get bored that way. And if most of the tables are full, then I just sit by myself. Either way, it's amusing.
You don't find it hard at all just to go up to people and talk to them?
No, not really. If someone tells me to get lost, then I do. It's no biggie. There's usually at least one person who is more than willing to talk. Take you, for example. You told me to leave, and I was more than willing to, but then you reconsidered. It's not hard at all. I just let whoever I'm sitting with dictate the conversation. Just like you are doing now. I may be saying more, but you are certainly taking the conversation in whatever direction you want to.
You're right. Sorry, you can ask me something if you want to.
All right. What brings you here?
To the cafe or to Guelph?
Let's go with the cafe.
All right. Well, I was going downtown because I had nowhere else to go, and since you can see the railroad tracks from the window here, I thought I would sit down and watch the trains go by. I hope that answer meets your standards.
Yeah, it does. That's a good enough reason for doing anything, I guess. It's just as good a reason as I come here. Is that it?
Well, it looks like a good place to come, and I think, too. I just needed some time to think about things. Talking to you is good, though. It takes my mind off the troubles. Hey, look, there goes a train now.
How many cars do you think it has?
What?
Well, take a guess. How many cars do you think that train has?
I don't know. 10?
Oh, come on. I thought you said you like trains. No industrial train has that few cars.
All right. 110, then?
That sounds more like it. Just for argument's sake, I'll say it has 115 cars, including the engine.
Oh, listen to you, including the engine. You're hardcore.
Just trying to make things interesting.
Oh, is that your only motivation?
Well, that and the fact that I really like trains, too. I used to live by some tracks, so I'm used to seeing them all the time. One time I saw a train that had over 300 cars. I could hardly believe it.
That's a lot.
I know. I don't think I'll see the likes of that again in my lifetime.
No, probably not.
So, since you like trains, I need to ask you a question.
All right.
You ever ridden one?
Yeah, once. I took the train to get here, actually.
Oh, so you're not from Guelph, then?
No, I'm from Windsor, actually.
Oh, yeah, the Detroit wannabe. Oh, sorry, I'm just kidding. Windsor is a nice place. I've actually been there a couple of times. To tell you the truth, I actually like it better than Detroit. It's just too bad you guys don't have any professional sports teams. All of the real fun is in Detroit. Never mind that, though. Windsor is, you know, quite far from here. So what brings you all the way to Guelph?
Well, I came to visit someone.
Wow, that was hard to get out of you. You must not have wanted to come up at all.
No. It's just that I don't want to be here anymore now. I'm just ready to leave, that's all.
Well, I'm sorry. It must have been bad, whatever happened.
You have no idea.
Well, you can tell me if you want to.
Well, it just wasn't supposed to turn out like it did. I mean, it was supposed to be great and all, it just didn't turn out like that.
Well, that's a pretty vague statement.
I'm sorry. It's just that things just went from bad to worse once I got here. I came up to visit my girlfriend, and I thought everything was going to be perfect. I even thought about moving in with her.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
But it is. She's seeing someone else. I thought we had something special. I thought surprising her here would be a good idea, but when I got to her house, there was another car in the driveway, and I just thought, you know, she had one of her friends over for a drink. But when I opened the door, they were everywhere, on the couch, on the floor. I could hardly believe what I was watching.
It must have been awful.
Well, that wasn't the worst part. When she noticed me, she started to laugh. Can you believe that? That stupid jerk started to laugh, and then she said, "Oh, if I knew you were ever actually going to come here, I never would have cut you a key."
Well, that's terrible. What did you do?
Well, I did the only thing I could think of. I threw the pot that was by the door at her, and then I left. Well, and I keyed both of their cars on the way out also.
Well, at least you did something to get back at her. I can't believe she would be such a jerk and do that. That's horrible.
Yeah, so now I'm just left sitting here talking to you, pondering my next move. That's why it's been so good talking to you. You know, it's kind of taken my mind off of that. But we got to talking about it anyway. At least I wasn't thinking about it temporarily. I just wish I knew what to do now.
Well, why don't you go home and try to find somebody else? I'm sure a nice guy like you should have no problem finding another girl.
Oh, thanks. But I don't think that's really an option. I don't have a train ticket home.
Hey, if you really need one that badly, I'm sure I can give you the money for it.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice of you, but I can't accept it.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Of course you can. When someone is being that generous to you, there is no reason not to take the generosity.
Trust me, I 100% can't accept your offer.
I am sure you could if you really wanted to. In fact, I'm a little offended that you're refusing me.
Look, the truth is, I can't go home. I'm not welcome. I ran away from home to come here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I had a huge fight with my parents, and I told them I was going to come here and run away with my girlfriend, and I can't live with her now.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm kind of at a loss for words. What happened with your parents?
Well, it's a long story. I really don't want to bore you with all the details.
No, really. I'm not going anywhere. If you want to share, I'll be happy to listen to you.
Oh, all right, then. It was really just one thing after another. I mean, we've been fighting about what they want me to do with my life for the longest time. They want me to go to the University of Windsor because they feel like it will be my only chance to get a good job after I'm done school. And I want to take a few years off to continue working at my job in Windsor. And then
What do you do?
Well, I work as a lifeguard and a swimming instructor at one of the pools in town. Anyway, I wanted to work there for at least another 2 years while investing that money. And then I wanted to go across the border to Detroit and go to school there. My parents are not keen at all about that idea, about me spending any time in Detroit at all. They even had a hard time with me when I go to see a Pistons game. And they don't even play in Detroit. They play in Auburn Hills, which is north of the city. I just don't get it. I mean, if I was living on the college campus, I don't see what the concern is. Detroit is not that bad.
Is that all?
No. There's more. They had a really big problem with me retaining a long-distance relationship with my ex-girlfriend, which I can guess I see their point. I mean, but at that time, they were being completely unreasonable. They said I was on the phone too much, and that I was only ever thinking about her. Well, it's just not true. My job was very important to me, too. So after almost a year of daily abuse about these subjects, I decided that I'd had enough. It was time for me to move north and start a new family with my girlfriend. Can you believe that? I was naive enough to think that she would marry me. Oh, God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, but you had no way of knowing that your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, was going to be cheating on you. For all you knew, everything was going to be perfectly according to plan.
Yeah, I know. But it was still stupid of me to think that I actually could have started a new family. I guess it was really naive. I mean, she's still in university, and I have no long-term future. I guess it would have been a total failure anyway.
If you don't mind me saying, I really think now is the time to think about where you're going and not where you've been.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just don't have any idea what I should be doing.
Would you allow me to give you some advice?
Yeah, sure, I guess. I mean, can't hurt all that much.
I think you need to go home. I know it probably sounds like the easy thing to tell you, but I also think that it's the best thing to do as well. And before you ask me, I'll tell you why. I think you should go back because you really have nowhere else to go. If you go back, I'm sure your parents would welcome you, and with a little counseling, I think you guys could patch things up. Also, you have a job there, and I've always heard that lifeguards get paid extremely well. Even if you don't go home, and you've been saving up, like you said, you should be able to find a place to live. I still think it is the best thing for you to do to go home. As far as I'm concerned, it's the only option.
Do you really actually think it's that easy that I can just take the train back and just go home as if I never left? Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the way things work at all. If I go back and just walk in the door, things are going to be even worse than they were before I left. My parents will be furious, and if I know them as well as I think I do, they'll just throw me back out again. So, I mean, I might as well not go back and think about something else. As far as going back to my old job, I can't do that either. I know my parents will call them to find out if I'm there, and my boss will, of course, tell them that I am. And what am I supposed to do? Tell me.
Well, what are you going to do if you stay here, then?
Hey, weren't you ever taught not to answer a question with a question?
Weren't you?
Well, actually, yes, I was. But I think it's more important for you to answer the question than for me to answer.
I still think you should go home. This town holds nothing for you.
Well, it holds just as much as Windsor.
Does it really? I think it would make much more sense for you to head back to Windsor and see a family counselor.
Oh, sure. My parents are going to love that. Hey, Mom, Dad, let's go to a counselor right now. Oh, wouldn't that be a blast?
You shouldn't joke about it. I honestly think it is a realistic possibility. Do you have any other options? Or would you prefer spending time on the streets of Toronto? Because I bet you that's where you'll end up.
You know, you have absolutely no idea about me and my dreams, do you? I mean, if you had been paying attention to a word I've been saying, you would know that I never want to be in Toronto. Never.
So you would prefer to freeze to death on the streets of Guelph?
Hey, shut up. Just shut up. I don't have to take this from you.
Listen to yourself. You're just another confused teen who doesn't know which end is up. Trust me. I know. It's my job. I work in Toronto as a family counselor, and I deal with this situation all the time. You may think I'm being very forward and direct, and I am. I just know that 9 times out of 10, counseling actually fixes problems like these. I really do know what I'm talking about, I promise you.
Oh, well, I had no idea that you do this type of thing for a living. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so mean to you about everything.
Don't worry about it. I'm used to people yelling at me. I really think they should put it in the job description that they give you when you start being a counselor.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's so awesome that you decided to make a difference to people like that. If you don't mind me saying, I'm actually kind of envious of you. The respect level has really gone up. Sorry, but I'm actually in awe.
Well, I'm flattered, really. But thank you very much. It has always been one thing that I've wanted to do in my life. Ever since I was a teenager, I've wanted to make a difference in other people's lives. I feel that by doing this job, I am achieving that goal on a daily basis.
Wow, well, I'm glad things worked out for one of us.
Well, hope is not lost for you either. I'm sure you have the ability to improve your situation.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here's what I'll do for you. I have the best piece of advice to give you, but I'll only tell you if you promise to take it before I give it to you.
I don't know. I could be backing myself into a huge corner here.
Do you honestly have any choice?
All right, I'll take the advice, but it better be a good piece of advice.
Excellent. Okay, here it is. You let me buy you a train ticket back to Windsor, and you get some counseling.
Wait a minute, that's exactly what you said before. What makes that an excellent piece of advice?
I would have gotten to that if you had let me finish. It has a great twist. I ride the train with you and act as your counselor when we get to Windsor. The trick is, you can tell your parents that you came here to get counseling for you and your girlfriend. But when you got here and tried it, you realized how much of a loser your girlfriend actually is, and you decided to dump her. However, since you were here anyway, you thought that you would go see the counselor anyway. And you liked what he had to say so much that you decided to bring him back to Windsor to fix all of your problems. Now, how does that sound?
I don't know. I think it would be kind of weirded out with you riding the train to Windsor with me.
Well, I don't have to ride with you. All I have to do is get off at the same stop as you. Now, that can't be that bad. And if I arrive at your house with you, your parents will not really have a choice but to let me in.
I really don't want to say this, but okay. Maybe the last chance I have to fix my life before I lose it. I agree to the arrangement.
Well, I know it sounds weird for me to say it, but I really think you made the right choice. I promise I'll be able to fix this.
You promise? Isn't that something that counselors are never supposed to do?
Not to my knowledge. I wouldn't say it if I wasn't 100% sure that it will happen.
Great. Well, let's go do it now.
I'll go pay the bill for us.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I can pay for my own bill here.
Well, if you insist, but at least let me take it up to the counter for you.
Okay. Here you go.
Hey, Clint, how much do you owe us tonight?
I owe you $350, but that guy over there owes you $525. I'm paying for him, too.
So you owe me $875, right?
Well, you're a quick one with the math, aren't you?
I have to be. It's part of the job description.
All right. Here's a 10. How much change do you owe me?
Really, Clint, you should be able to figure that one out on your own. However, since you are the stupid one, and I give you $1.25 back.
You're still as sharp as ever, Susie.
You know it. So who's that guy you were sitting with?
Oh, just another one of those people I meet here every time I come. You know how I like to come in here and just talk to somebody random.
Yeah, but you usually don't pay for them.
True, but I'm not paying for him. He just gave me the money so I could.
He looks kind of young.
Oh, it's not like that at all. I'm just doing him a favor. That's all.
So then why is he still sitting there waiting for you?
Oh, because we're leaving together.
I thought you said it wasn't like that. I believe you said it's not like that at all, if I remember correctly.
No, it really isn't. Actually, it may seem kind of far-fetched, but he and I are taking the same train out of here.
And which one would that be?
Whichever is the next one to Windsor.
Windsor? Why on earth are you going to Windsor? Wouldn't your boss have a problem with that?
Yeah, maybe. But I'm sure she'll get over it.
You didn't answer my first question, though. Why Windsor?
I'm going to help that guy reconnect with his family.
Just how do you expect to do that? Do you have any training?
Oh, sure. Well, at least that's what he thinks. He believes I'm a family counselor.
But you're not.
I know, but he doesn't. Anyway, I don't know when I'll talk to you again, Susie. I could be gone for quite some time.
But...
So, Ben, you ready to go?
Yeah, sure am. Hope everything goes well.
I'm sure it'll be interesting.
You've been listening to an episode in the first series of the Cornerstone Diaries. All stories were written by students from the School of English and Theater Studies and were recorded in the Cornerstone Cafe. This short series is being broadcast in episodes twice weekly. You can tune in Tuesdays at 12:30 during our regular noon show, Off the Beaten Track, or following Public Interest Radio, Wednesdays at 6:55 p.m. This project is evolving, and we're interested in your feedback and participation. If you would like to participate as an actor, a writer, a sound technician, or an editor, please contact me, Jen Moore, at 824-4120, extension 56920.